The AI, DR story is the kind of thing that gains traction on Hacker News precisely because it names something people were already feeling but hadn't articulated cleanly. Rick Manlius's piece argues that we're drowning in AI-summarized content, newsletter summaries of articles, AI-generated briefings of briefings, to the point where the original source material is being systematically bypassed. The concern isn't just philosophical, it's structural. If AI systems summarize content that was itself AI-generated, and those summaries feed into future training data, you get a compounding degradation of information quality. The HN comments are full of engineers describing this exact experience, reading a model's output, and sensing it's been laundered through multiple layers of abstraction.
And 918 upvotes on a single morning says this resonates beyond the usual early adopter crowd. What strikes me from a business angle is that the AI, DR movement is implicitly a market signal. When engineers, the people building AI products, are the ones saying, "I want less of this," that's meaningful feedback that should worry product teams. The monetization logic for most AI consumer products depends on daily engagement, and if your power users are actively developing norms around avoidance, you have a retention problem that a price cut won't fix.
Which connects directly to the Israel fake think tank story, and I want to be precise about what's alleged here, because the details matter. Responsible Statecraft reported that researchers identified what appears to be a fabricated policy organization, complete with a professional website, attributed scholars who don't appear to exist in any verifiable academic record, and policy papers taking specific positions on Middle East issues. The allegation is that this was created to seed AI training pipelines with particular viewpoints, essentially laundering influence through the appearance of legitimate academic consensus. 601 upvotes, 371 comments, the HN community treated this as a serious concern.
And it should be treated seriously, regardless of which government you think is responsible, because the technique is replicable by any actor. The underlying vulnerability is that large language models are trained on web-scraped data, and web-scraped data includes whatever organizations decide to publish. If you can create sufficiently convincing institutional content, journal-style formatting, author bios, citation networks, you potentially influence what models believe is consensus. It's a form of adversarial data poisoning at civilizational scale.
The counterargument I've heard is that this has always existed. Think tanks have always been advocacy organizations dressed in academic clothing, and smart readers have always had to evaluate credibility. But the difference with AI is the evaluation step is being automated away. A human researcher might notice that the Institute for Regional Stability has no Wikipedia page, no conference presence, no scholars with verifiable publication histories. A model ingesting training data at scale doesn't perform that audit.
The failure modes he catalogs include training data contamination, where models are inadvertently trained on benchmark test sets, Goodhart's law dynamics, where labs optimize specifically for the metrics being measured rather than the underlying capability, and what he calls benchmark rot, where a standard that was meaningful 2 years ago no longer discriminates. Now I want to bring in the benchmark apocalypse piece from Dan Liu here because it's thematically essential. Liu argues and documents extensively that the benchmarks used to compare AI models have become systematically unreliable, meaningfully between models at the frontier.
The practical implication Liu draws out is that when you see a press release saying model X scores 87.3% on some named benchmark, you often have very little basis for knowing whether that number reflects genuine capability or benchmark-specific optimization. And that's not a minor technical quibble. It affects procurement decisions, regulatory frameworks, academic research that relies on those numbers. 125 points and 34 comments suggests the HN community found this persuasive, even if the score wasn't as viral as some stories.
What ties these three stories together, AI, DR, the fake think tank, and the benchmark apocalypse, is a common structure. Systems that were designed assuming good faith inputs are being stress tested by adversarial or degenerate ones. Whether it's training data, benchmark test sets, or the information diets of users, the integrity of the input layer is under pressure in ways that weren't fully anticipated when these systems were designed.
There's also a story in here about the Snowflake Jira incident that I think deserves its own careful treatment. So we'll pick that up when we get to the developer tools segment. But Marcus, that incident follows the same pattern. An automated system making confident suggestions that turn out to be wrong in exploitable ways.
And the confidence is the thing. These tools don't present their outputs with appropriate epistemic humility. They present suggestions as if they've been validated. That's the surface that attackers are learning to work against.